America has always been fertile ground for conspiracy theories. Like a national pastime, they flourish during periods of rapid social change, offering explanations for unwelcome realities and reflecting our collective anxieties. About 60% of American adults believe in at least one conspiracy theory. Your uncle, who questions the moon landing, isn't alone. But why are we so susceptible? Conspiracy theories function much like religion, framing events in terms of good versus evil, offering both villains to blame and paths to redemption. They thrive in our current environment of political disenfranchisement, limited social mobility, and deepening inequalities, conditions typically associated with authoritarian regimes. The psychology is fascinating. Research suggests some people have stronger innate predispositions toward conspiracy thinking. We tend to believe theories that reinforce our existing worldviews, engaging in motivated reasoning, where partisan goals trump accuracy. If you believe one conspiracy theory, you're likely to believe others, even contradictory ones. What's changed is how social media has made conspiracism more intimate and dangerous, enabling targeted harassment of individuals like school shooting survivors. Early American conspiracy theories focused on alien subversion by outside groups, Jews, Catholics, Freemasons, but the 20th century shifted focus to the government itself as the conspirator. This suspicion wasn't entirely unfounded. Real government conspiracies, from COINTELPRO's harassment of civil rights groups to MKUltra's drug experiments on unwitting civilians, have destabilized public trust in official narratives. Conspiracy theories have deeper roots in Black and Latinx communities, stemming from documented historical injustices. The FBI's actions under J. Edgar Hoover, including threatening Martin Luther King Jr. and running COINTELPRO to undermine civil rights groups, validated these suspicions. Medical abuses further reinforced these fears. States conducted forced sterilizations targeting minorities, while the Tuskegee experiment deliberately left Black men with untreated syphilis for decades. Hip-hop emerged as a powerful medium for expressing these concerns, with its layered narratives and metaphors effectively conveying complex conspiracy theories. As Michael Harriet notes, a weird thing about being Black is some of it is true and some of it is not, but none of it is crazy. The 2016 Pizzagate conspiracy illustrates how internet rumors can spark real violence. It began with a viral Facebook post claiming evidence of child trafficking linked to Hillary Clinton and John Podesta, based on misinterpreted food references in Podesta's hacked emails. After 1.4 million shares, Edgar Madison Welch drove to Comet Ping Pong Pizza in Washington, D.C. with an AR-15, believing he was saving children. He fired one shot before surrendering when he found no evidence of trafficking. The aftermath brought violent threats to restaurant staff, particularly targeting gay employees. Most tragically, conspiracists misused an employee's daughter's photo, leading General Manager Bryce Resch to observe, "She will grow up with that photo of her associated with the word pedophilia." False flag theories, the belief that tragic events are government-staged operations to gain power, have become increasingly common in American society. The term comes from pirate warfare tactics, with notable historical examples including the 1933 Reichstag fire and the 1962 Operation Northwoods proposal vetoed by Kennedy. After 9/11, conspiracy theories gained momentum, with one-third of Americans eventually believing government involvement. The 2005 film Loose Change helped popularize these theories, particularly about controlled demolition. These narratives spread through alternative media networks sharing identical content, typically opposing mainstream sources while promoting anti-globalist views. Cross-platform repetition creates an appearance of multiple sources, reinforcing believers' convictions. The most damaging impact is survivor harassment. Following the 2018 Parkland shooting, teenage survivors advocating for gun control were labeled crisis actors, a term that gained prominence after Sandy Hook when conspiracy theorists targeted grieving families. Lenny Posner, whose six-year-old son Noah died at Sandy Hook, described how the internet enables a global network of village idiots to spread these theories. Once a casual conspiracy enthusiast himself, Posner became their target after his son's death, leading him to establish the HONR network to protect victims' families. Seth Rich, a 27-year-old DNC voter expansion data director, was killed near his apartment in July 2016 in what police concluded was a failed robbery. His death quickly morphed from personal tragedy into political conspiracy theory. The case shows how conspiracy theories spread. Fringe claims get amplified by influential figures, leading amateur investigators to generate more supposed evidence that serves specific agendas. The transformation began immediately as media elevated Rich from DNC staffer to top DNC official. Julian Assange fueled speculation by suggesting Rich was a WikiLeaks source, deflecting from Russian hacking allegations. Fox News, particularly Sean Hannity, became the primary amplifier in spring 2017, timing that coincided with Robert Mueller's Trump-Russia investigation appointment. Online investigators, using hashtags like #WhoKilledSethRich, pursued theories despite the family's pleas to stop. Writer Caitlin Johnston claimed the investigation superseded family wishes, declaring global survival depended on exposing the truth. The Rich family faced relentless harassment, with their public statements triggering new conspiracy waves. Even as they withdrew from public view, self-appointed investigators like Republican lobbyist Jack Berkman continued promoting unfounded theories about professional hits. Medical conspiracy theories remain widespread, with over one-third of Americans believing the FDA conceals natural cancer cures and 20% distrusting vaccine safety, according to University of Chicago studies. The anti-vaccine movement surged after Andrew Wakefield's debunked 1998 paper claimed an MMR vaccine autism connection. Though based on just 12 cases, his claims led to measles cases rising from 56 to 1,370 in England and Wales over a decade. Vaccine opposition originated with Jenner's 1796 smallpox vaccine, spawning protest groups in 1800s England and America's Anti-Vaccination Society in 1879, driven by religious concerns and distrust of animal-derived treatments. While anti-vaccine advocates like Sherry Tenpenny downplay measles as merely a rash and fever, the disease killed 134,000 children globally in 2015. Past government medical abuses have perpetuated this mistrust, including secret radiation experiments on vulnerable populations, 1944 to 1970s, and the CIA's MKUltra drug testing program, real historical events that continue to fuel conspiracy theories. The 2016 election marked a turning point as fringe conspiracy theories entered mainstream politics. The rise of the alt-right, a nationalist movement with racist undertones, exemplified this shift. University of Alabama research indicates approximately 11 million white Americans align with alt-right beliefs, though only 9% openly support neo-Nazi views. The movement gained political traction, with Trump's America First slogan echoing historical anti-Semitic rhetoric and marginal groups gaining policy influence. The period of 2017 to 2018 saw white supremacist figures like Paul Neelan and Corey Stewart seeking public office through conventional channels. Conspiracy thinking permeated both major parties during Trump's presidency, with Democrats focused on Russian interference and Republicans warning of deep state opposition. This climate of uncertainty, combined with middle-class anxieties about economic and social decline, created fertile ground for conspiracy entrepreneurs offering simple explanations for complex problems.